This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Item two in our opening gambit today of, yeah, I don't know how that's going to work, is the reopening of this economy. California Governor Gavin Newsom had a pretty good line today as he laid out how his state is going to get going again. It's not going to be like flipping a light switch, Newsom said, more like a dimmer. And as Marketplace's Jack Stewart reports, we are all just going to have to get used to living in the economic dark for a while.
Personal consumption is a huge driver of the U.S. economy. It accounts for around 70% of GDP. That means the people who buy goods and services, so really all of us, are key, says David Garfield at consulting firm Alex Partners.
How consumers think, feel, and act in response to economic reopening will be pivotal.
He says there's still so much uncertainty around timing and whether there could be another spike of COVID-19, but some early signs do show people want to spend.
There will certainly be some pent-up demand for consumer goods and services in some areas. We think about haircuts and trips to the dentist, for example.
And of course, people have also been missing trips to the movie theater and their favorite restaurant. But it's not so clear if they'll rush back to them. Denise Dalhoff at the Conference Board says businesses will have to work to make people feel safe.
That includes providing disinfectants. It might include having mandatory masks and maybe even gloves at the store.
Another concern for many consumers will simply be financial. The millions of Americans who've lost their jobs and others who are feeling insecure might not want to spend. Ravi Dhar, director of the Yale Center for Consumer Insights, also warns that asking people to predict how they'll feel later while we're still in the middle of this crisis can be misleading.
Because what people predict is really based on what they're thinking and feeling at the moment.
And right now, people might be frustrated at home and predict that they'll head out and start spending right away. But what they'll end up doing will be driven by how confident they feel when stay-at-home orders are lifted. I'm Jack Stewart for Marketplace.